Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Orla Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting with Aleph in the top of the Amud. We're in the middle of the Sugyo of what's called Nois and Tam, something that mixes in another thing. What causes the Issa, what doesn't? Says the Gemara, Revo B'Shem Abi Yochanan, Shloisha Noisnei Ta'amim Hem. There's three Halachas that have to do with Nois and Tam, something that gives taste. What is it? So number one is like this. Kol she'etret to'amoy ve'oimer k'dei rezu eina chaseiro v'nifkom. Meaning, a regular guy comes and tastes the tafshil. He tastes his dish. And he says, there's nothing missing. It tastes well. There's no salt missing over here. And then something fell into it, and now it doesn't taste well. So clearly, what happened with this thing that fell into the tafshil, it caused a nois and tam of God. It made it pogum. Why? Because before that it was very tasty, and now it's not. So it's a noise tam levgam, a classic noise tam levgam, very clear. And in this case will be mutter. It's noise tam levgam, which is mutter, because it's something that was not chos or anything, and now something came and gave a gam to it. Ve'afilu Omar, and on the second case, tavlin ploini yesh b'gderzu, it's still who noise tam levgam mutter. What does it mean? There's a tavlin in this place. Someone tastes it and says, listen, right now, I feel that there's a very strong taste of, let's say, pepper in this dish. If there would not be pepper in the dish, this additional thing that fell, this true more shmita that fell, would not cause any problem to the taste. It would taste fine. But the new thing that fell does not combine well with pepper. So the only reason why this dish now doesn't taste well after the isra fell into it is because there was pepper there before. It's still noisy tam levgam. A regular guy tastes the dish, feels, listen, the pepper over here is a terrible contrast with this other thing that fell, and therefore it's noisy tam levgam, and it's mutter. And now we have the third case. The kol shauman toyamoy. You have an expert, not a regular guy. He needs to be a chef, someone who works in the kitchen, and he knows very well tastes. And he tastes it, and he says, voimer, tavlin ploini ein bagdeiro. He says, there's something missing in this dish. I think you need to put a little pepper into the dish or something else. Hu anois en tam levgam osur. Meaning, the reason why the new iron that fell into the dish is making it a bad taste is because something is missing over here. This dish is missing, let's say, salt. If you would put the salt, then this extra thing that fell, this truma that fell into the dish would not make a bad taste. Make it taste great. But because there was salt that was missing originally, so now the truma right now doesn't taste very good. So this is something which is very fixable. Because all you need to do is add this spice. And meaning this tafshil was waiting for this spice. That's the only thing missing. And the Gemara says an uman over here, because only an expert could tell you, oh, this and this is missing, and this, then this dish will be perfect. But if this is what, in other words, if it's fixable, you don't say nois en tam levgam. And therefore this dish will be usur, even though right now it's a bad taste. Continues the Gemara with the rules of Nois and Tam. Ravo b'shar b'yichanon kol ha'isurim m'sharim oisom kilu batzol kilu koflut. How do you know the shir? Now, we know that later in the generations, Chazal came and established that a isur is based on shishim, is based on 60. But before that, the Gemara tried to give some rules. How do I know when something is giving a good taste or not? When something is adding taste or not? So when it says we mishari it as if it's a butzel kaflut. Butzel is an onion, kaflut is another type of vegetable like a butzel. And you mishari it based on this vegetable. Meaning, if you have an isser that fell into a dish, so I say, how much of an isser fell? This and this amount. If this would be a butzel, this would be an onion, would it cause a taste to be added over here? If yes, this thing is oyser. If the butzel will not be adding a taste, so it's not considered to be nois en tam. The nois en tam is based on what would it be if it would be a butzel kaflut, which we know very clearly. People are very familiar with how much taste a butzel kaflut does. Says the Gemara, at kedoin dova shadarko lishtar bebutzel kaflut. That's good for things that they work similarly to an onion and a kaflut. And they do the same taste, so you could say it's the same. But things that they give taste in a different way. For example, cumin, which we're going to discuss right away. Cumin, even a little bit, gives a lot of taste. So then you can't go based on butzel and kaflut. So what's going to be your shir? The cumin, what are you mishar it with? So now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. How do we explain in the end of the previous daf? So our Mishnah is talking about mini misiko, different spices that go into the dish. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That's what we said, that when you have different shemus, they join together. So the Gemara understands the reason we said mini misiko, because they're the same shear. As the Gemara says, that Chazayin Amud Beis. Mini misiko, they should darkam, they should botsu kaflut. They're similar to botsu kaflut in terms of the shear. Mesharitam ki ilu botsu kilu kaflut. So then we should be shy, because we know they're all the same shear, they all give the taste the same way, and that's why they join together. But shar kol advarim, other things, al deshein darkam lishtar batzur kaful, because they don't have the same shear. Each one has a different shear. Mishayim ursam biminum, and mimela kamoi mishayim ursam biminum, means then they have different shearim. I can't really join it together because each one has a different shear. And therefore, from here you learn that the cumin has a different shear. So the Gemara is explaining our Mishnah. The Mishnah, the reason we said many mistake, they join because we have the same shear for each one. They all have the same amount. So therefore, they can join together. But if they don't have the same amount, how are you going to know how much you put? So therefore, we learn from here that other things, they go up as a different shear. Ramana loy omar ken. Ramana says no. Ela loy ken omar avo omar blozo mini tikishonu. Why do we say in the Mishnah mini misika? Mini misika de shetaman shave mishahim ito ki ilu batzo ki ilu kafot. Meaning the reason we said mini misika is the way we explained the previous daf. Because only mini misiko, they give together tam neshvach. Their taste is a good taste. That's why we want to have specifically mini misiko, not because they're the same shear. It could be that other things are also the same shear. The reason we say mini misiko only is because mini misiko is the one that give, they all join together to make the dish taste better. So that's how you read the Gemara. Ramana says, because the taste is equal. Then you go with the same shear. Other yisurim that don't have the same taste. So ein mishayim to kilu batzol kilu kafut. The way Rabbi Chaim explains it means loshon shaila. I mean, we don't know. We're not sure. I don't know if you're going to be shy based on an onion or not. Meaning the Gemara is saying I have no right for the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about mini mesiko because we need them to both be taste that complement each other. That they are able to join together and make the tafshil taste better. So that's what we spoke about mini mesiko. Other things, they may go based on butzal kafel, they may not. I don't know. And the Gemara concludes, hakemoin tzricho. I don't know about cumin. Do you go based on the size of a butzal? So we don't. The Gemara does not push the suffix. Continues now the Gemara into another inyan, Ravo b'shar b'yuchun. Kol nois te tami min loike melem. So I wrote Ne'er Yuchin and says, if I have an Isser that falls into a tafshil, if I don't have the Isser itself, I have only the taste of the Isser, so then you don't get malchus in it. This is what's called in Shas, ta'am ki'ikar. The taste is like the main thing. Rabbi Yuchin holds, ta'am ki'ikar is only derabon, not deraiso. So if I have a little piece of treif that fell into a tafshil, and I took out the treif, and now I just have the mixture of the taste. So it's also to eat it, but there's no malchus in it. Because the malchus is only when you eat the mamasha shalisha, the actual meat of Isser. Hey, Sir Racham, by Yosef Kamiya Birchanon. So Racham, I asked Birchanon, how are you boss of Bechalov? What are you boss of Bechalov? How are you like tam mamasha shalisha? Fe'atom ad loike. We know about boss of Bechalov, you do get malchus, even if there's only taste, because that's the din of boss of Bechalov. The reason why it says boss of Bechalov three times in the Torah. One of the reasons is because le Isser et ebishul. So if someone went and he cooked meat together with milk, then he eats the meat only, but it has the taste of the milk, it's also not you, that's Isser D'oraisa. So you see the bus of the Chalav Yosef, even if you don't have the milk itself, only the taste of the milk. So the same way all the other Isser should be the same thing. So like more of a Kiblo. Rabbi Yochanan was Mekabelet. What does it mean the Kiblo? Says the Gemara, Ma'o V'Kiblo. Does it mean that he accepted and changed his mind? Ke'inish to show me mili de Baldino Kiblo. It's like someone hears the other side of the Baldin, and here's what this Baldin says. Not that he accepts it. Not that he agrees with him. So, okay, you're saying this. I hear what you're saying, but I still disagree. What's the reason he disagrees? Because Basav Echolav is a Chiddush. As Reb Chaim points out over here, as the Gemara brings many times, Basav Echolav is a Chiddush because each one is a heter. Basar on its own is mutter. Milk on its own is mutter. When you mix it together, the Torah says it makes a Isser. So therefore, even the taste is a Isser. But when something which is Asr bad same, the Isser will be only when you eat the thing itself. Now when you have the taste, then it's not Isser D'oraisa, then it's only Isser D'rabbanan. So Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with this Rayo. He heard the Taino, but did not accept it to change his mind. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo Daf Chov Zayin.